streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was my missus speaking, like always. And before we bring the legendary Bishop Don Juan on, I would like to give a big shout out to legendary Bishop Don Juan. Also, I would like to give a big shout out to legendary Boosie Collins. I met Boosie some years ago right there in Cincinnati. Stayed in Cincinnati for 20 years, and he always been a good guy right there in the city. Bishop Don Juan will be speaking on a great event that's coming up, and we don't want to hold you, and we want to thank Ms. Smith for always sending us great people to interview for the last 3 years. So much love out there to you, Ms. Smith, and we'll bring the legendary Bishop Don Juan on now.
Green is for the money,
hey, hey.
Gold is for the honey.
Hey, hey, how you doing, my brother? It's an honor to have you on the show today.
Hey, man, I'm just glad it's crack-a-lacking, man, and I'm just listening to you, man, and just feeling you. You did, when you were speaking about Boosie, man, I got chills. I'm so excited. I done gave player balls for the last 43 years, but, man, this is my most exciting one to be with the legend, the Funk Master himself, and I'm hosting in Hollywood. I don't know, can a party get any bigger, man?
That's true enough, legendary Don Juan. So we're going to get straight to it. Just want to ask you, how did the event come about with you and Bootsy, and what day the event going to take place, and what would you like to tell the people?
Well, the thing about it is, like I said, I'm excited. You know what it is, though. You know, Bootsy got a new album out, you know, and it's called, his number one singer is High Heels, High on Heels. And so, you know, by that, and you know, Bootsy do the party thing where he DJ and the whole thing, you know what I mean? So he's bringing the funk back and bringing it back live, and I got an opportunity to speak with him when I was doing the players ball, and he was telling me that they do the house party thing. So we wasn't able to make it happen in Chicago because we had already locked everything down, but I talked with him, and he said he was coming out to Hollywood to do the NAMM award show. So I said, wow, Boosie, let's do this house party. So, man, this is the first player ball house party in Hollywood ever. And I'm hosting it, and I mean, you know, we got invited guests. We're looking forward to, you know, George Clinton, Wiz Khalifa, CeeLo, Cat Williams, Mac Julian. He's doing a very rare appearance. Mac is called Goldie from the movies The Mac. So he's doing a rare appearance, and that's big in itself. So we expected Mike Epp, and you know Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Teresa Randall. Man, we got a really live thing going. And I mean, Boosie coming in full gear. You know, and he said for all the ladies, he requested they wear high heels for this video shoot. Man, this is a historical event, and I advise anybody that's in Hollywood or wherever you at to come on out. It's January the 28th, 2018. Get your tickets right now at event.com and make it happen, man. I mean, Boosie going to be in the house. Man, you're going to be able to touch shoulder with stars. We got VIP service. We got bottle service. I mean, man, it's going down. Just go to eventbrite.com and get their tickets. Say, Boosie, baby. And those that's out of town that come in, they can make it a weekend vacation. We got a guest hotel, the Lodge, right there in the smack dab of Hollywood. And if you book in the Lodge, you can walk right through a tunnel right into the event, so it'll be convenient for you. So I'm telling you, this is something that they don't want to miss, and every player in the world should want to be there, because I'm telling you, Bootsy going to receive the Don Juan Lifetime Achievement Award, Player of Players. And also, we got a business award for Sumpers Furs. This is one of the business first, though, that has been supplying fur to the movies, to the video shoots, modeling, to parties, to different individuals, so they'll get the Business of the Year award. So, man, it's going to be a good time. It's on a Sunday, so everybody should be able to be there. And not only that, it's Grammy night. So it'll be the official after party for all those after the Grammy, watch the Grammy here in L.A., even though it's official in New York, but they can come to Bootsy party and fellowship with Bootsy.
Hey, that's what what's happening here? Right there, Don Juan.
Oh, it's going down, you know. So, like I said, we got sponsors, you know what I mean, some for sponsoring. We got Beverly Hills, Las Vegas, Marino sponsoring, and Church Cannabis sponsoring. I don't know if you know it, but I got the number one strain in the state of California. I have my own strain of Church Cannabis, and it's out there in the dispensary. It's the number one brand, Snoop Wiz, Be Real, all of them love it, man. So, hey, man, it's some great things happening. So I'm looking forward to that house party with Bootsy Collins. Like I said, he's a legend. The last time I heard that Bootsy took over Hollywood was in 1974 when they let him down in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard in a helicopter. He had the number one album with Hollywood Squares. So, man, this is exciting.
Oh,
and, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it. Like I said, yesterday I went by and I seen Sly Stone, and I gave him four tickets and an invitation to the Bootsy Collins event. So it's going to be a star-studded event. We're looking for some people that haven't been out in a while, like Mac Julian, Goldie, making rare appearances just because it's Bootsy affair. And not only that, Big Daddy Kane and DJ Quick had also been invited because they are on the album of Bootsy Collins. The name of the album is Worldwide Funk. So they're on the album. Also, I'm on the album. And, you know what I mean, it's going to be a great event. And, you know, if you in town, you and yours, y'all welcome to come on out and fellowship with Bootsy Collins and all the players and all the different celebrities that's going to stop by, you know, with Ice Cube and Snoop probably going to get up on the ones and twos and spin. And also Bootsy will be spinning on the ones and twos.
Wow,
it's going
man.
Down.
You know what? It's an honor. It's an honor, Bishop, just for you to even say if me and the wife in Cali, we can come through there, man. You know, we're in Arizona, but
yeah,
I definitely wish we could appear there. You know what I'm saying? And my wife is on the line, and she's going to ask you a few questions too, Don Juan.
Church.
Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you, and I'm so excited, and thank you all so much for having me, and I'm excited to be able to, you know, talk about the Bootsy Collins show and different things that have been going on with myself.
Exactly. So for all those that don't know, let's take it all the way back. You were a pimp when you were a young man, and then that's how you ended up founding the Players Ball. But let everybody know, why did you become a pimp, and then what changed your life?
Well, what happened is, you know, like any other black kid coming up in the inner city, you don't have that many opportunities, really, you know. Very few of us become movie stars and athletes. But then you got, you know, those in the inner city that become drug dealers, pimp, car thieves, robbers. And, you know, I didn't want to do none of them things after, you know, I was in high school and my sister told me that, hey, some of my girlfriends liked it to you. And so, you know, I started to manipulate off of that. And, you know, like in my early part of my life, my father had took me from my mother. So I was raised with my father for about 8 years of my life till he passed. And when he passed, I went to stay with my mother, and then ain't no money nowhere in the house. She's on welfare, and I got another 7 or 8 sisters and brothers. So it was real tough, and so I had to decide what I wanted to do after, you know, not being with my father. When I was with my father, he had 3 buildings. He had an ice cream parlor, and he had a restaurant. So I was spoiled rotten. And then to be able to come to stay with my mother, and she wasn't able to, you know, supply me with the money and the things, I decided to take it to the streets, you know. And then I started, you know, pimping on the girls in Chicago. You know, I didn't know I'd become the #1 pimp in Chicago. I had a girl that was working on the corner one night. And, you know, as a pimp, I didn't, you know, allow my girl to date blacks. And so one guy came up on the stroll, black, and wanted to date her, and she refused, and she was shot 5 times. And they took her to the hospital, the county hospital in Chicago, and somebody called me and told me that she was there. So me and my sister went down to the hospital, and when I got to the hospital, her mother was there with her. And as soon as I stepped in the hospital, the girl seen me, and she looked at me, and she said, "Daddy, I want to get up out this bed and go get you your money." Her mother screamed, said, "What have you done to my daughter?" I said, "Nothing. It's just pure dedication." I had girls that would work out in knee-deep of snow, 50 below zero weather, then mini skirts with pantyhose. You know, I mean, I was that kind of pimp. But in 1985, even though I was the #1 pimp in the country, I had cars, I had the jewelry, the clothes, but it always seemed to be a little emptiness somewhere, and I couldn't fulfill it. I kept trying. I would buy a new car. That would last for a week. I'd buy a new ring. That'll last. I'd buy a new suit. That'll last for a week or two. I wasn't able to get fulfilling. And so one day I was sitting in my apartment. I had been smoking some PCP, and I turned on the television. And every channel that I turned to, it was a religious station. And the minister looked at me and said, "I see somebody who has just been saved." And I didn't know nothing about being saved. But something told me to throw away all my PCP, to get rid of it. I flushed it down the commode, get rid of all the weed, everything. I mean, it was like a voice speaking to me. Out of all the years that I got high, I never hallucinated on anything. I never did cocaine. I never did heroin. I never sold any major drugs like that in my life. So to have hallucination was really a trip. And like I tell people, if it had not happened, I would tell the truth because people know me. I'll tell it if it hadn't happened, but I felt the spirit of God. And I called my mother, and I told my mother I have just got saved. She said, "Call a preacher." I said, "I didn't know now." So she gave me a number to a preacher in a suburb of Chicago, Bridgeport, I think it was. His name was a Pastor Shebbett. And I called him, and I said, "I just been saved." He said, "I know it." And when he said that, I mean, I could have just fell out. I mean, I don't know how it worked now, Duke, that the Spirit was letting him know, to let me know that God was moving in my life. And God had let me know that if I changed my life, he was going to give me a church in 3 years. I called them girls, and I told them I couldn't do it no more. They asked me why. I said, "I don't know, but God don't want me to do it no more." And after 3 years, God gave me a church. I spent 8 years in Moody Bible Institution. It's the second biggest reputable Bible institution in the country. And I spent 8 years there studying the Word of God. I pastored a church for 3 years. I go all over the country. I speak in college. I speak in jails. I speak in academies. I've been there. I shared. I'm spiritual advisor to Snoop Dogg and a few more other entertainers and different individuals, Owen Wilson. I shared that I've been there. I've done that. And, you know, from then on, you know, I didn't know how I was going to survive, but God provided for me. And after I got saved, you know, my family, we were sort of fuss and cussing kind of family. My sisters and brothers and stuff, they became urchins. They became nurses in the church. They became choir members in the church. It was just an amazing journey, and God has provided for me all these years. As a matter of fact, next month, February the 6th, would be 33 years since God came into my life, which I know he's been there all the time, but I was able to acknowledge it.
Right. And what advice would you give young people that may be in a situation you were in when you were young, that you felt like there was no hope, and so you turned to the streets?
Well, one thing that I really learned is that the streets don't love nobody, and the streets will chew you up, and they'll send you back home when they finish with you. Either you'll wind up in jail, or you'll wind up in the hospital, or you'll wind up in 6 feet of a grave. You know, that's the only love that the streets got for you. What I recommend for you is to have God put into your life, because I'm telling you, there's no other way that you're going to be able to make it in happiness, peace, or find no kind of serenity without God in your life. And a lot of people don't understand and judge because of this generation that we have today. The reason they like they is because they haven't been taught love. When we was young, my mother would make us go to church at least 13, 14 years old, and by that you'd be then instill some God in you, and you won't forget it. But this generation of young folks haven't had nobody to take them or to force them to go to church to receive no love, so they don't know love like that. So that's the reason that they're so rebellious like they are. But once you talk to them and give them understanding, you can save some. It's time for them to make a change, you know. Like I told my lady friend Queen, I said back in the days in the 70s, if any of this generation was wearing their pants down back then, they would have ran home crying because folks would have talked about them. They'd either called them sissy or jumped on them or something to make them feel embarrassed. And here they wear their pants down with pride. So you know the gang has been twisted.
Yeah. So you said that the reason you became a pimp was because you saw a lot of things on TV and
no,
movies,
it wasn't
Superfly,
to see a lot of
different
things on
things like
TV.
That.
I was raised in the inner city. I mean, when I sit on the porch and watch my neighbor come out every day, it was no doctor or lawyer. It was always a pimp or a dope dealer coming out with fine clothes, jewelry on, pretty girls on his arm, got a flashy car sitting out in front. I all seen that every day, and I said to myself, that's how I want to be. I want to be like
right.
that.
Wow. So how do you think that nowadays the media portrays that kind of life to our youth?
Well, I'm amazed about that kind of life because after doing Pimps Up, Hoes Down, and I also have a documentary we're working on called Last Man Standing, that people was able to really get inside their life and see it for what it was, and it wasn't like the way that Hollywood had portrayed it, that pimps was merciless, meanest, hated, scum, didn't care about their woman. As a matter of fact, pimps love their woman. You got to appreciate a lady that's going standing 7, 8, maybe 12, 15 hours a day on the street for you, risking her life for you. You got to have some feeling for you. So when you hear a guy just talking about, I don't care nothing about her, believe me, he just talking smack just to impress another player or pimp or whoever around. Because if anybody came and snatched his woman, he'd be doing everything he can to get her back. I know. I've been in the game for now 50 years. I was the number one pimp in the country for 13 years in a row, and I have been getting the player ball for 43 years in a row. And I know about that kind of life. And I try to tell everybody it ain't as bad as you think. And what I say is, as a pimp, you become their everything. You know, to teach your woman, to show your woman, to respect your woman, to love your woman. Prostitutes take their job as serious as a nurse take their job. They go out on the streets and they hustle and work, but when they come home, they want the same tender love and care as a housewife receives. I mean, excuse me.
My man.
It's real.
Real,
I'm telling
you know
it's
what I mean?
Real. And it
and
ain't the same
you,
today. And I don't think that, you know, you can play it that way today. I think that people should do more trying to get their education and finding a decent job and trying to be a part of the American way, because it ain't easy being out there in the street trying to be a prostitute or trying to be a pimp or trying to be a drug dealer. I mean, you're going to make somebody
washed up. Yeah,
you
them
say
days
what?
Washed up. I say them days is totally washed up. You know,
well,
it's about being educated.
It's very disrespectful out there, you know. And I tell people, if you ever want to learn some real game, respect your elder. We got to get the young people to start respecting their elder. Otherwise, they ain't going to find no knowledge. You have to go back to the old landmark to find knowledge. When they want something did, a train break, they don't just use the people there. They go find somebody that used to work on it 15 years ago that know anything about that train. That's how you got to have knowledge of the gang, or you ain't going to be able to last, and the gang ain't for no lame.
No, it's for people that's real about life, and you can't educate anybody about something you ain't never lived. You have to live it in order to educate somebody, because when they ask you how you changed, and if you ain't got no answer for them, you're really just wasting your time even talking. So we have to educate these people.
Well, go ahead.
What I'm saying is,
to understand it ain't going to be easy to educate them because they lost and they need to be found.
Yes.
And it's hard to find, you know, a person that's 13, 14 years old and the leader of a gang. The first time you say he don't know something, he going to be avenging at you already. So we got to first get an understanding with these young people, you know, to reach their elders. You know, if they still got these guys on the block telling them go do this and not telling them to get them a job or get them some kind of skill, learn how to treat a woman right or how to do something right in their community, then that homie ain't right. That OG ain't teaching them right. Drop that OG. He just another guy a little bit older than you trying to use you.
Exactly, you know. So without further ado, Bishop Don Juan, we know you're a busy man, so I want to go back to letting the people know what is that date again and what time
the Boosie
they be there
Highland
and
what
they get the ticket.
It's January the 28th at OHM Nightclub in Hollywood, 6801 Hollywood Boulevard. Go to eventbrite.com and get your ticket, and it's going to be live. Today it takes teamwork. Willingness to make a sacrifice in order to make it. And that's what's going down. So y'all come on out. January the 28th to Bootsy Collins High on Hill Video Shoot House Party. And I want to say this to your listeners. Whenever a problem, trouble, or sorrow, if they trust in the Lord, it'll be a brighter tomorrow. For there's a great God to do. And all that he asks and expects of you, you, and you is faith. That's unshaken by tribulation and years. Contents and knowledge that God knows best. When trouble and sorrow, they are only a test. But without God testing of our soul, it never could reach its ultimate goal. So keep on knowing and believing, people, that all that God promised you would be yours to receive if you trust him completely and always believe. And so it is. Church!
My man, we appreciate that, legendary Bishop Don Juan. And
Thank you. Whenever you
get some time, you know, whenever you get some downtime, we would like for you to go check out our organization, the Streets Don't Love Your Back organization, at www.thestreetsdontloveyourback.com.
Thank you so much.
Against gangs, drugs, and violence.
Hey, man, just let them know. Come on out to have a funky good time with Bootsy Collins. January the 28th
Amen.
In Hollywood, California. Eventbrite.
All right. You enjoy yourself.
Church.
Have a good evening, Unc.
Church.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the legendary Bishop Don Juan in the building, and we just want to thank him for coming through. We want to thank Ms. Smith for inviting him to be on me and my wife's radio show. And if you have not got involved with our organization, please go check us out at www.thestreetsdontloveyourback.com. and get involved as we educate against gangs, drugs, and violence and abuse. So we would just like to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll go to a couple of songs, and then we'll just click out.
Struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
how do you get it?
I understand that,
you
know? Gotta keep moving, you know?
Check that, you know?
For real.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
First look broke like me, bro. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday lamby. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Murder spell between Satan and me.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots. I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know? Practice makes perfect.
I know.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, low ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's
all
right.
Like rolling the dice, it won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day,
gentlemen, and welcome right back to the Streets and I'll Be Back radio show. It was an honor to have legendary Bishop Don Juan on the show today. And if you haven't got involved with the Streets and I'll Be Back organization, like I said, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsandiveyouback.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Thank you for everybody that supports our organization. Have a great evening.